This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average. Keeping with his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces, Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervour and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. During the ongoing festive season, Indian Railways has made extensive arrangements to handle the rise in passenger demands. To ensure smooth travel during Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat, the Railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow on a four-day visit to Kerala. On Wednesday, the President will visit the Shabarimala temple for darshan. On Thursday, the President will unveil the statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Rajbhavan, Thiruvananthapuram. As many as 23 Indian crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board the Cameroon-flagged LPG tanker MV Falcon following an explosion off the coast of Aden, Yemen. The incident took place yesterday when the ship was sailing about 113 nautical miles southeast of Aden on its way to Djibouti. Early reports suggest the explosion was accidental, but the exact cause is yet to be investigated. According to European Union, EU Naval Force Operation Aspides, 24 crew members had initially abandoned the vessel and 23 of them, all Indians, have been safely rescued. U.S. President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. His comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed two Israeli soldiers near Rafah. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's advisor Jared Kushner and special envoy Steve Witkoff arrived in Israel today. They are expected to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to join talks tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened the weekly trade with gains amid positive global cues. However, some profit booking was seen in both indices during the last hour of trade, causing them to close around 0.5% up today. The Sensex gained 411 points to close at 84,363, while the Nifty advanced 133 points to settle at 25,843. Meanwhile, bringing festive cheer to Dalal Street, both the National Stock Exchange and the Bombay Stock Exchange will hold special Diwali Muhurat trading session tomorrow. And in the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Sri Lankan women were 193 for 8 in 44.4 overs against Bangladesh at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bat first. Meanwhile, England booked the semi-final spot, defeating India by 4 runs in Indore last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.